وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: لو يعطى الناس بدعواهم لادعى رجال أموال قوم ودماءهم، لكن البينة على المدعي واليمين على من أنكر. حديث حسن رواه البيهقي وغيره هكذا، وبعضه في الصحيحين.
On the authority of the son of Abbas, may Allah be pleased with them both, that the Messenger of Allah, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, said, Were people to be given in accordance with their claim, men would claim the fortunes and lives of other people. But the onus of proof is on the claimant, and the taking of an oath is incumbent upon him who denies. A good hadith related by Al-Bahaki and others in this form, and part of it is in the two Sahihin. We learn from this hadith: 1. It is the duty of the judge to demand from the parties concerned what supports their claims, evidence on the prosecutor and oath on the defendant, if the evidence is not sufficient to prove the claim. 2. It is the duty of the judge to do his best to reach the truth on which he builds his own judgments. 3. The judge is not allowed to give his judgments in accordance with his knowledge only without sufficient evidence. 4. Equitable judge is rewarded by Allah abundantly. If he mistakes after doing his best, he will have one reward, and two if he is correct.